This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation, right? I mean, if you miss any part of the show, it's real simple. You can go pick it up. We go up on the website. We have a watch live. We have a listen live. We have all kinds of good stuff going on there. You can pick up the show a dozen different ways. But, I mean, in all reality, though, what you really need to be doing, you ready for this? You need to get the show on your local radio station. So call them. Let them know that you want them to carry the show, that you don't understand why they're not carrying the show. I would be asking anyhow. And I don't know if you guys know, we've picked up, I don't know, 6 or 7 stations this year. Because you guys have called the stations and said, hey, what's wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the show? So do it. Doesn't hurt. And if you don't get the answer you're looking for, if they kind of blow you off, call me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Because it'll make a big difference. It makes a really big difference, you know? Anyway, if you head up to the website, there's a lot you can do up there, including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All right? All those crazy things, all the crazy labels they gave me that they didn't need, because none of them mean anything. They scare them to no end. And the reason they scare them is because they all stand for something they don't like. Right? I mean, what is a Bible thumper? Is the guy that uses the Bible as a basis for his life or her life? And being a white guy, I mean, all of a sudden, that's like the worst thing to mankind. I don't know what happened. I mean, seriously. And we let them, we let them get away with this. You need to stop. You need to push back. You need to fight back. You know, you heard it in the last hour. You may have to go get it if you didn't hear it. We're afraid. I don't know what we're afraid of, though. I haven't figured this out yet. Come on, help me out, because I'm not the smartest guy. I always say it. I am not the smartest guy in the room. I get that. But help me understand. You need not to be afraid to stand up for, I don't care if it's the things of God, things that you believe in. They have browbeat us, and I do mean browbeat. They have browbeat us into believing that we don't have a right to these things. We don't have a right to talk about these things. It's not true. You can, as a older white male, you can talk about abortion. You can talk about black issues. You can talk about female issues. If you're a straight white guy, you can talk about gay issues. You can talk about any issue you want to. They've got us believing you can't. And that's wrong. That's wrong on so many levels. Don't let them do that to us. Do not let them hold you down like that. That's not right. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Big win for Republicans in North Carolina. Yeah, no, seriously. Remember? They were going to take that. They were going to take it away from us. You know, he cheated. That's how he went. Now, you watch. They're going to say he cheated again. I don't really care. Because, you know we didn't. That's not how it went down. And it's too bad. They need to deal with their loss because they're not selling anything. The only thing that the Democrats are selling right now is impeach Trump. That's it. He's wrong. He's bad. He's always wrong. He needs to be impeached. That is a sick place to be. Sorry, but it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You think of all the things that they could be going after, the things that they really could be going after with Donald Trump, President Trump. And they're going after the dumbest things in the world. They want to know why Mike Pence spent a night or two at a Trump, a Trump resort. I don't know, maybe he liked it. And what's the problem with that? You might put $1.12 in Trump's pocket? Trump has lost, I want you guys to think this through. Trump has lost $1 billion since he's been in office. Right? He makes next to nothing, donates, well, he does make nothing because he donates everything he makes. So he's donating everything he makes. And he's lost $1 billion. And they want to go after him for making money. He hadn't made any money. Now, you have the Oblamos who come into office, now worth a whole bunch. And when I say a whole bunch, I mean not even millions. Mr. Obama at one point in time said he couldn't understand what you would do with any more than $3 million. Nobody needs any more than $3 million. And yet, what's he worth now? 60, 70, 80, 100 million? I don't even know. Right? No, come on, give it some thought. So they go in worth next to nothing. They leave worth $1 billion. And somehow that's okay. That doesn't bother the left at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, right? And seriously, there's a lot you can do up there, a lot you can comment on. You know, the rocket attack on the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan on 9/11 anniversary, we need to talk about that. You know, coming up, tomorrow's the 18th anniversary. We got a lot to talk about in the next few segments. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Yeah, keep your cards and letters to yourself. I don't care. Joe McTeague, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com, okay? You can give me your email address. That would be really cool. Because I'll add it to my list. I send out one a week. I don't inundate you guys with emails. I know others do. I don't. Now, if that's not your thing, then let's try text messaging, right? I can text you when the show is going to start and what's going on with it. You want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. 222. And you know what? We'll get along just fine at that point in time, seriously. So, you know, we're going to have a whole bunch of events going on in the next few days. And we kind of let, I won't say all of us, but there's many, have left the 9/11 tragedy mentally slip away. And I'm not trying to be a downer. That's not my goal here. Okay? But the fact that some of you are not making a big deal. Tell your grandchildren about this. Right? Tell your grandkids, your grandsons, your granddaughters. What is the meaning of 9/11? It's not just a number you dial, right? Because the crap has hit the proverbial fan, there's a crime being committed or whatever. Right? It has a meaning. And you want to make sure they understand that meaning. You want to make sure that there's a real, solid understanding of that. Because some of these kids know something bad happened, but they don't know exactly what that bad is. Now, I'm going to try to get to two events tomorrow. Not that I'll succeed, but I'm going to try anyway to get to two events tomorrow. We'll see what happens. But today, a rocket exploded near U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Afghanistan. Early Wednesday, the 18th anniversary of 9/11 attacks. They saw a plume of smoke that rose over the central Kabul shortly after midnight, and you could hear sirens. Can you imagine living like that? You can't even imagine, right? Inside the embassy, employees heard this message over the loudspeaker. An explosion caused by a rocket has occurred in the compound. Officials gave the all clear about an hour after the blast. There were no injuries. You know, again, this is a way they try to shake you up. They try to unnerve you. And I agree to the big point here, which is you don't let them deter you. No matter what they do to you, you keep plugging forward. You keep pushing. You know, and you look at this stuff. They know what they're doing. They know what the plan is. They know how to shake you up, if you would, or try to anyway. Now, the attack was the first major action in Kabul since President Trump announced Monday that Pence talks with the Taliban. Now, here's something I didn't understand, and I'm not getting on Trump for it because I don't understand it. Doesn't much matter. But with the Taliban still creating havoc, why were we even inviting them to the table? Why didn't we say to them, look, you're still pulling this garbage on us. And until you stop, until this goes away, we're not going to talk with you. We're just going to keep wiping you out to the best we can. That's what I would have done. But again, I'm not President Trump, and I'm not surrounded by all the experts. Now, this happened after Trump abruptly canceled planned meetings with the Afghan and Taliban leaders. Taliban had claimed responsibility for the two car bombings last week, one that killed an American soldier. You know, I know this sounds kind of cold, but maybe we should have invited them here and just killed them all. I mean, seriously, they're that cold. Oh, Joe, why are you going to go down to their level? Because you know what? Sometimes that's all they understand. You know, one of my favorite things is to say, when we were fighting the British, the most powerful military on the planet, if we didn't play by guerrilla warfare, we'd all be subjects of the Queen right now. They were playing by the rules of engagement. We couldn't have won that way. We couldn't have beat them. But we took a lot of unorthodox methods into beating them and taking them on. Now, the Taliban spokesman, I can't even pronounce this guy's name. We're going to call him ZM for now. How's that? He told Al Jazeera that Trump would regret turning his back on peace talks. Well, how can you have a peace talks when one side is creating havoc while you're trying to have the peace talks? He says, we had two ways to end the occupation in Afghanistan. One was jihad and fighting. The other was talks and negotiations. But they don't really mean that. See, they dictate. right? They don't want to negotiate a peace. They want the Americans out. They don't want you back. They want you to remove all troops from near them. That's not a peace talk. That's a dictatorship. Now, the 9/11 anniversary is a very sensitive day in Afghanistan, especially the capital, one in which the attacks have occurred. A U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan shortly after the 2001 attack toppled the Taliban. Right? They are the ones that were harboring Osama bin Laden. Right? I mean, they were. They had camps. They had terrorist camps there. And we're supposed to say, okay, all's forgiven. We're still there fighting. And it's been 18 years since we've been there. I don't know what the problem is. See, I kind of agree with some of the others that say, look, we need to be out of there right now. I agree with that. We need to keep ourselves safe, but we still should be out of there. So I think it's really simple. I think I think we strategically place a couple of mega bombs. And we just tell them, look, you guys need to straighten out or else. We're going to have the Great Lake of Afghanistan out here. What do you think? You know, you're looking at 18 years of fighting. We got to be tired of being there. They got to be tired of having us there. Right? We've had a little over 100,000 troops there at one time, right? So, you know, when you look at this, when you look at what's going on there, we need to do what we did in Japan and a few other places. You leave American forces behind to a certain degree. If they get out of hand, I won't say you blow up the locals, but you know what? They need to start telling you where the Taliban is. Or otherwise, what you do is just create a dome around the place. Pull out, create a dome around the place, say, look, you guys need to take care of yourselves. If it spills over, we'll take care of it. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
National Security Advisor John Bolton has been fired with reactions from one top Trump administration official. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's never surprised by anything the president does, including announcing the dismissal of Bolton via Twitter. But Pompeo isn't unhappy with the move, clearly by steaming ahead with the White House briefing that was supposed to include Bolton. The questions included the notion of chaos in carrying out foreign policy.
These have been the president's policies. We give him our best wisdom, but I don't think any leader around the world should make any assumption that because someone of us departs, that President Trump's foreign policy will change in a material way.
The president says a replacement will be named next week. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 74 points, the S&P up 1, and the NASDAQ down 3. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music.
I'm sorry, every time I hear this song, I think of Corey Duncan. I just can only imagine. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Right? Not part of the problem, I hope. Really, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to get involved. It ain't that hard. You know, I always like to make fun of, I shouldn't say I liked you, but it's just so easy to make fun of some of the young people. But when you really think about what these kids have gone through, what they've been taught, You gotta start looking at the parents and going, what were you thinking? When you were teaching your kids this stuff, what were you actually thinking? Were you thinking anything? Because I can't imagine that you would. I can't imagine that you would actually be okay with letting these kids, and I do mean kids, get away with things that are problematic for them. UC Berkeley is offering an adulting course. Have you ever heard anything like that? Yeah, I'm just asking this. I can't, you know, I knew there was, what was there, home ec and stuff like that in school, kind of taught you some of the basics, but your parents taught you most of those things. Right? One section for the course on adulting, it begins on Monday, another will kick off next Wednesday at the University of California, Berkeley. There are 60 students split into two sections for Psychology 198. I would think it would be like Psychology 1 if you're talking about adulting. But here's where I said to you, the thing that scares me about this is, think about who's teaching the class. Come on, how does that make you feel? The four-credit course will not only teach students how to tackle the mundane tasks of life, such as paying taxes, paying bills, writing a check, but also highlight subjects such as how to develop good habits. It falls under the Democrat Education or the DCAT program of the student taught, which is really scary. The fact that it falls under the Democratic Education scares me. But, I mean, come on, let's take this through. When are the conservatives going to step up and start taking their rightful place in education? When are they going to start doing the things that where you're the one teaching these kids how to pay their taxes? You're the one teaching these kids how to do the right thing, how to take personal responsibility. UC Berkeley students Bella Law and Jenny Zhao are facilitating the semester sections of the course. I started a course at UC Berkeley called Adulting, which I am currently facilitating, Lau shared on LinkedIn. We bring in guest speakers each week to present on topics that we believe college students should know as they enter adulthood and begin to live and fend for themselves. The course will expose many dimensions of how to successfully adult. What? Did they have that? Did they even talk about that when I was in school? How to be a successful adult? Wasn't that your parents that taught you that? Because different families have different values. Right? Some families, you're not successful unless you go to college, graduate, and get a high-paying job. Other families, they don't care if you go to college as long as you have a decent job, you're a good person. So success comes in different levels for different peoples, different groups. The description of the course, you know, which is offered for one credit, it also goes on to say the school system does not require a class for students to learn how to live in the real world and function as adults. We often enter college unprepared to take care of ourselves. So they're looking to teach the kids how to take care of themselves while entering college. Shouldn't your parents do that? And I'll tell you what, why don't we charge the parents for giving the class? What do you think of that? The basic stuff that they should have been taught before they left home, like, you know, buying their own toilet paper, putting stuff in the refrigerator, putting things away, putting your clothes away. What do you think? I'm just thinking out loud here. Finally, a class worth taking, said one person. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm coming to college for? Where was this class when I needed it, one student said. I don't even know how to pay my own taxes. Yet somehow I graduated with a degree from Berkeley. Think about that comment. Although I wouldn't hold them together. Because seriously, don't you parents of younger kids, and I don't mean 7-year-olds, you know what I mean. Haven't you sat down and taught them about paying taxes? Have you not sat them down, talked to them about how to pay bills on a regular basis? And they're going to tell you, oh, that's so old-fashioned. It's okay. You still need to sit here and listen to me for a minute. And just give them the basics. You'd be surprised how many kids don't have the basics. And, you know, that's the other thing, too. You think because you send them to school every day, from 8 to 3, 9 to 5, whatever your school district does, that everything's okay and they're safe? And they're being taught properly? They're not. You need to make sure that you talk with them. You need to make sure that you understand what they're learning. But not everyone says the class is useful, not even jokingly. Why not just take a business class? Said one student. The UC Berkeley Assistant Vice Chancellor of Communications told Campus Reform about the program in generals. Says, you know, the campus administration, well, they have no connection over how these courses are offered or what's in them. Well, they kind of do. You know, whenever you hear somebody on campus that gets in trouble, a speaker or what have you, what do you always hear? The campus faculty, the campus administration did not care for the person, did not like the subject, thought that whatever was being taught, whatever was being spoken about was problematic at best. And all of a sudden, they got nothing. They got no responsibility. I find that hard to believe. You know, again, as I said earlier, we have had the win in North Carolina, and that's great. But it doesn't stop there. We can't just clap our hands and go, hey, great, look what happened. Because it ain't over yet. When the Dems see this victory, they're going to get really... anxious, for lack of a better term. They're going to want to make sure, in plain simple English, that that doesn't happen again, that we don't win another seat. And they're going to be working overtime to try to take these seats away from us. You've got a large number of Republicans resigning, or not resigning, but not running for re-election in Texas. Give that some thought. So we need to be working for these people. We need to be working hard to make sure these people get reelected. Or, in some cases, elected for the first time. And I know some of you don't want to, I'm not in that whole political thing or what have you. You need to be. If you want Trump to stay in office, if you want him to have enough control to make things work or to make things happen, you need to be willing to work for him. That might just mean, for your locals, that is. That might mean just making phone calls. Right? I mean, seriously. Just make a couple of calls. Right? Handwrite some postcards. That kind of stuff. It takes all kinds of ways. All kinds of ways for a candidate to win. It's not just money. It's relationships. You know, one of the things I tell people all the time, if you've got a candidate you truly want to get behind, you truly want to be part of, start emailing to your friends and tell them why you're backing this candidate. And send them emails. Let them know what's going on. Let them know where you're going, or you might be walking or calling for the candidate. Can they get involved? Will they get involved? Because that's what you... Grassroots does work. Grassroots can help nullify the effect of big dollars. University of Texas eliminates free speech zones. Right? Not what you think, though. You can now... The whole campus is a free speech zone. This should not be news, though, right? This is the way it's supposed to be. I don't think our founding fathers ever talked about, even in their writings, I don't think they ever talked about free speech zones. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talk about the University of Texas, figures, eliminating its free speech zones and why. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Come on, you guys know what that is. You know what that is, right? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, simply, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation, seriously. Really, get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, be part of the solution. That's always good. Send me your email, right? Send me an email. Let me know topics, subjects, whatever. Joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us and going through things with us and talking with us and dealing with us, although there's not much to deal with. You know, we always have a good time. So I was telling you before the break that the University of Texas has eliminated its free speech zones, right? It confining free speech to certain spaces after the Texas legislature passed a major piece of free speech legislation in the spring. Now, the University of Austin, President Gregory Fenves, he said the university made the policy changes in order to conform with the new state law. For generations, the University of Texas at Austin has thrived because of its commitment to free speech and open exchange of ideas. Our campus is a hub for people to gather and share different perspectives and experiences. Another provision of the law forces the university to create disciplinary sanctions for those who interfere with others' right to free speech. Now, see, the fight's going to be, if you have a right to free speech, I have a right to talk over you, which I don't believe in. You know, you can't filibuster, but, you know, if you really want to hear what somebody has to say, sit back and listen. Or you're afraid it's going to hurt your ears or something. UT Austin spokesman J.B. Byrd said that the policy still permits the school to regulate expression that disrupts the campus. You know, a good example of that makes it easy to understand is that you can't just have a rock concert because that would disturb the daily activities of the campus. Additionally, the law prohibits universities from discriminating against organizations due to religious, political, or philosophical viewpoints. UT spokesperson Shipa Bakre told Campus Reform that while the law went into effect December 1st, you know, to ensure compliance by that date, but it allows for universities until August 1st, 2020 to finalize specific rules. I don't know why they did that, because you know the campuses don't want it. The interim policies and procedures that UT Austin has introduced at this time will be finalized and recommended for approval later on this year. Now, the University Democrats, they're not happy about this. They argue that the organizations could use it to make some students feel unsafe. See, just because you feel unsafe doesn't mean you are unsafe. Right? I mean, seriously. I always say, you know, there are some kids that have pet, you know, the little daddy long legs you see on the wall? They're not little, they're pretty big. But there are some kids that are petrified by things like that. Just even thinking they're in the room. But there might not be a one of them in there. Just because they feel unsafe doesn't mean that they are unsafe. Depends on what you've nurtured. What have you done to your son or daughter to make them so fearful? What have you done to your son or daughter to make them think that words are so bad? Remember the old days? What was it? The sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Yeah, I know I'm old. You know, my uncle used to say, consider the source. So when somebody was railing on me or talking at me in a negative way, and I look at the young person and realize that they're, you know, just a jerk, they were a bully or a jerk or what have you, I just go, whatever, it doesn't mean anything. Some organizations are currently doing is making students feel unsafe and unwelcome. University Democrats President Joe Cassino said, I believe that universities should be able to step in and keep people like Richard Spence or useless, incredible protests like a young conservatives. So right away the Dems would squelch Young Conservatives of Texas, Turning Point, or Richard Spence, another conservative. So they're really not into free speech. They don't want to hear about what your rights are or aren't. The move to change the free speech policies at the University of Texas at Austin comes just a few weeks after the free speech nonprofit Speech First filed an appeal for its lawsuit against the university. It alleges that the school's speech codes are unconstitutional. I mean, I'd love somebody to write me, joe@therealside.com, if you're on the left and you don't want to call and hear yourself. I'm really curious to know what you think. Why is it that speech hurts so much? No, really. I hear stories about the mafia all the time. I hear about what Italians were like back in the 50s and early 60s all the time. People used to call me names like Greaseball, Guinea, Dago. It's just words. And most of the time for very ignorant people. So I don't understand why people wig out so much on the words. You know, it is funny that there are people in their mid to late 70s, early 80s. They use terms that we are all uncomfortable with, and sometimes we think they're derogatory. When you ask them why they use those words, they have reasons for it. They're almost never, 99.9% of the time, they're never meant in a derogatory way. You know, apparently we were taught that black people were called colored people, but now that's a derogatory term. But we were told by the establishment that's what you needed to call them. Then it was Negro. Well, that's also a bad term. Can't call them that anymore either. I mean, go down the whole list. And they keep changing it, and then all of a sudden it's a bad thing. Right? The same thing in the gay community. We were told it was homosexual. Now you can't call them homosexuals. Right? You use the word heterosexual, straight. That's apparently a bad word now, too. But we've allowed this to happen. We've let them do this to us. Why? Why don't you look them in the face and say, I'm sorry. Straight, heterosexual, and homosexual, those are terms. Well, straight isn't. But heterosexual and homosexual are terms, acceptable terms. You don't like them to make you uncomfortable, to make you feel unsafe. That's your issue. You need to go get some help. Not like people are running around going, oh, you homosexual, you, or you heterosexual. I mean, it's not like people are doing it in that light. You're speaking about something in an issue. And again, I am tired of hearing this stuff. It is just crazy. We should be able to have open conversations with each other. Pretty much about anything. If I'm sitting at a table with another white guy and I'm talking about, I don't know, black issues, and I'm talking about how they used to be called Negro, or I've had people say, well, you really should do that, because people are going to see you talking about it, and they're going to get the wrong impression. I don't care if they get the wrong impression. I can't help it if people are stupid. That is not the department that God gave me to fix. And, you know, if you're offended by my words at a restaurant, what are you doing listening to my conversation? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's just like abortion when I talk about abortion on the show. I'll get emails telling me you have no right to talk about abortion. You're not a woman. You don't have a uterus. And you know my joke how I like to push back. Then you women stop telling me how to be a man. Stop telling me about toxic masculinity. Stop telling me about what a boy and a man is supposed to be all about. You don't have that. Using your own rules, you don't have that right. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down for future use. You can also send me an email if you have any questions. joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If some of you older folks that listen to the show, did you ever think that, I don't know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago even, that we would actually have to pass laws protecting free speech, pass laws protecting the First Amendment, pass laws protecting the Second Amendment? Did you ever think that? See, remember, they were supposed to be the final authority. What happened? Do we stop fighting? Do we not know how to fight? Maybe that's it. Maybe we just don't know how to fight anymore. I was talking to a group of millennials about a political issue going on and how to deal with it. And these were, you know, they want to be Republicans. They want to be part of the political process. But what came out of the conversation after a few minutes is they don't want to fight. They don't think they should have to argue with each other. They don't think they should have to fight for what they want. Well, you've got 7 to 9 people that all have a different viewpoint about how to make something work, how to fix something. If you don't push back, if you don't, quote unquote, argue the point, then why bother? Why even be involved? These aren't tea and crumpet parties. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me messages. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because we want you back here tomorrow to be with us again.